Thank you. Praise be for that selection. On last Sunday, we were blessed to have Pastor Kathy kick off our new sermon series titled Heroes of the Faith. She shared with us the story, the courage, the wisdom of Abigail, as well as her ability to be a peacemaker and later the wife of David. Today, I invite you to journey with me as we continue our sermon series under our message titled, Knowing Your Seasons. When speaking about seasons, my mind goes to one of my favorite scripture passages found in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, which reads thus, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." Our lives, yours and mine, are composed of seasons. Just as each of us had a time and season in which we were born, we will also have a time and season in which we will die. This is all part of God's order for our lives, just as it is part of God's order when He made us in His image. Seasons, my friends, are another way of explaining life's process. Having a firm foundation in addition to knowing one's seasons in life is important in how we are able to navigate through this life process. One of my personal areas of ministry focus is that of helping women understand who they are in the eyes of God as they wrestle with the ongoing challenges associated with injustice. Those challenges are not new. They have, in fact, existed throughout biblical times. Thus, the motivation of my sharing my faith character, Queen Vashti. Queen Vashti is introduced in the book of Esther and is well known as being one who was the first woman in the Bible to resist injustice. And so let us turn to those words as found in the first chapter of Esther. This happened in the days of Ahasuerus, better known as King Xerxes, who ruled over 127 provinces from India to Ethiopia. In those days, when King Xerxes sat on his royal throne in the citadel, in the third year of his reign, he gave a banquet for all of his officials and ministers. This included the army of Persia and Media, and the nobles and governors of the provinces were present while he displayed his great wealth and the kingdom and the splendor and pomp of his majesty for many days, totaling 180 days. When these days were completed, the king gave for all the people present in the citadel of Susa a banquet that lasted for 7 days in the court of the garden of the king's palace. It goes on to describe the layout in that particular location, the curtains, the curtain rods, the ties that even held the curtains in place. It went on to describe the couches that were of gold and silver. It says, beginning at verse 7, drinks were served in golden goblets, goblets of different kinds, and the royal wine was lavished according to the bounty of the king. Drinking was by flagons without restriction, for the king had given orders to all the officials of his palace to do as each official desired. In verse 9, it tells us that Queen Vashti also had a banquet for the women of these officials. In verse 10, it tells us on the seventh day of the banquet, when the king was feeling quite merry, that he sent his eunuchs to summon Queen Vashti to come wearing her royal crown, that she might be available for those who were present to gaze upon her beauty. It goes on to say that when the eunuchs came to summon her, she refused. In other words, she said no. This undoubtedly began the process of what would occur in the days, the weeks, and the months ahead. For King Xerxes was not used to being refused. And yet, if we were to go on further in scripture, we find the process that is used not only when Queen Vashti was selected, but was used also following Queen Vashti no longer being recognized as the queen of King Xerxes. That of being recruited, if you will. But let us get back to Queen Vashti. I know many of you may be questioning why I would select Queen Vashti as a woman of faith, but even greater than that, a woman who resisted injustice. Some may even say, Pastor, that might be a little controversial in the eyes of many scholars, and no doubt you are correct. However, I, along with author Laverne McCain, believe that Vashti was performing out of her beliefs and what was also in place as a Persian rule for women of that time. But even greater still, I believe that Queen Vashti had come into a season different than those that had preceded her. The rule, some of you may be saying, is that it was against the law, the Persian law, for a woman to be in the company of men only. She was also hoping, as other commentaries would make note, that she was also hoping that her king would come to his senses when she refused to come into that gathering. I would dare say, whether there were any sound or level minds in the room after a full 187 straight days of consuming alcohol. Vashti was also the mother of what would be King Xerxes' son. And that was another reason, very rarely shared, that is believed to also have contributed to her decision to not go and parade herself within a room of intoxicated men. Vashti began the process, if you will, for other biblical women in the Bible to stand on principle, to resist the injustices that had been occurring throughout their lives. According to God's order, when there is a discussion or decision that needs to be made between a husband and a wife, it is between them and God only. However, King Xerxes turned to his close companions, or his close nobles, if you would, to find out what they should do. And their response was to banish her, because not only was she disrespectful to the king, but she was also disrespectful to them. And just to think, what would the other women within the kingdom do once they found out that the queen refused to come into King Xerxes' presence? I would dare say, my friends, that they were not so much concerned about the king and the queen as they were about their own personal agendas. There are times in life, my friends, and especially to the young ladies and women who may be listening today, that we need to make some choices based on the seasons in which we find ourselves. For it is easy for those who want to continue to keep us captive, if you will, in the laws and rules that benefit them and indirectly harm you and I into having a mindset, a heart of low self-esteem. But I've come to share with you that God created us in his image, that we are precious in God's sight, and that God knows and sees the seasons and the challenges in which we find ourselves. I believe that Vashti was not alone in that time period that followed her decision to say no, to no longer live under a rule that was of injustice, but to be able to live a life that God had intended for her. If you find yourself in a situation where you believe that you are being held or manipulated or treated unjustly, please know there are those whom you can reach out to. We know that when it comes to the story in the book of Esther, many people want to rush past the bad part, if you will, of Queen Vashti, even to the point where they even didn't want to necessarily recognize her role during that time. Unfortunately, we are a society who love happy endings. Unfortunately, in our propensity to rush to the good things, we risk missing important and critical factors, building blocks, if you will, that can be most beneficial to the seasons of our lives. Yes, Queen Esther did go on to fulfill what God had in store for her and her Jewish nation. However, her process to queenship was not in just a few days, but it was over several years. And she too was subject to the rules and the practices of that time of being escorted into a place where she had to be pampered and treated with myrrh and oils to be presented as beautiful. That she had to compete, if you will, with other young virgins in the country who were taken to the king's palace in order for her to be selected as queen. I'm not by any means bashing what Esther was able to do. However, I do believe it is important during these times, times when our young girls and young ladies are being taken into human sex trafficking organizations, where there are other females who are living within abusive situations and are tired of being sick and tired. I say to you, now is a time for you to seek God's wisdom, God's guidance, in whether or not this season will be your season to say no to injustice, just like Queen Vashti, and go on to live the life that God had for her and that God has for you.